friends, welcome. I'd like to, with the help of my two co-workers, Michael Crow and Joe Waltz, welcome you to what has turned out to be kind of a yearly tradition where we repeat the inaugural meditation that we used when starting the Moria Federation at the end of 2008. It doesn't make so much difference whether you are actually right now in the Moria Federation. Maybe you will want to join, and this little meditation, followed by Tuya's presentation of the solstice meditation, this should help us. So, as I say, you know, I'm an old opera singer, but my ohms are shot. So, please bear with me as I make a feeble attempt to sound the sacred word. So this is, well, let's just see who's all here. Quite a few of you. So I won't be welcoming everybody individually. I think we do have some translation going on, at least for the Vietnamese group. I'm not sure about what other translations we may have operating at the moment, but at least I've taken a quick look at everybody who is here right now, and I do want to thank you for joining in on this important commencement. So I think we can begin with the meditation for the subjective inauguration of the occult colleges. Now, the occult colleges are mostly in the line of preparing for the preparatory schools. That's really all we can do. When it comes to the advanced schools, well, small beginnings are being made, but they won't really come to fruition immediately. DK has some illustrations in the book. Let's see, Letters on Occult Meditation, right around page 299 and following, you will see many things concerning the new schools, including the setup for the advanced school. There will be seven of them, and there will be 24 students. It's the number of Shambhala, and three highly experienced teachers, if you will. They're more internal, subjective guides who help to the students make everything truly experiential. rather than simply academic. As far as the preparatory schools go, they're pretty much like a good college, except that they have the strong spiritual dimension, the curriculum for which Master DK has somewhat given. And I've made, I don't know, Joe, if you know where it is, I think I've made a big commentary on the new esoteric schools. And I think it's on Makara. So you can read that with care. I put a lot of care into it. But of course, we don't have time for that right now. What we do have time for is a little bit in looking at the comparison between the preparatory and the advanced schools. So there's a good group of us gathered here. Yes, quite a good group. And hopefully your future, no matter what you do in future incarnations, will include some education along the line of preparatory and then one day advanced schools. It's one of the ways the hierarchy has of getting through to humanity. It serves the banded esoteric organisms. Of course, there's also the church organism and the Masonic organism on different rays. Church, obviously, ray 2, and Masonry, ray 1, and the banded esoteric organisms come in under ray 3 in a very high placement. So, cooperation with the one fundamental school of occultism in Shambhala. And we have to remember about Sanat Kumara that he is many things, but he's also the highest example of the teaching ray upon our planet. And he is a direct emanation of the planetary logos. Okay. So just a little bit. We quiet the etheric physical vehicle with slow, regular breathing. We remain relaxed, poised, and vitally alert, and we softly sound the sacred word. Well, I'll do a lot of sounding on the note G, as that relates to our planetary soul and also to our solar systemic soul. Oh. And we calm and we clarify the emotional nature until it is at once peaceful and sensitive, and again softly sound the sacred word. And we bring the mental vehicle into a state of focused alertness and responsiveness to the higher impression, according to the science of impression. And this is a step beyond the work with the astral body. Now, we realize that our lower nature, our personality nature, can be considered as harmoniously integrated and ready for work under the guidance of the overlighting soul. And we sound the Om to help establish that harmony. We withdraw the consciousness inward disidentifying from the usual personality identifications until we find ourselves at least imaginatively focused within the radiant field of light and love, which underlies and pervades the entire personality nature, and thus we focus the consciousness within the radiant egoic lotus, within the causal body, and dwell within the presence of the angel of the presence, a projection, at least as I conceive it, a projection of the solar angel on the Buddhic plane. But this is the higher mental plane we're talking about. Softly sound, the sacred word, as we are centering within that field of love, light, and power, subject to the angel of the presence and to the influence of the telepathically communicating master. So we identify with the light, love, and power of the soul. We endeavor to somehow feel or register the true nature of light, love, and power of the soul, or let's call it the scabbard of the threefold triadal soul spirit, and at least we begin to act as if that we are a group of students of esotericism who now, and many of us in the future, are taking responsibility for the quiet and unobtrusive inauguration of the coming occult colleges and advanced schools, according to the model Master DK has presented to us in Letters on Occult Meditation, page 299. Really, there is but in this teaching one great sphere of light, love, and power, and it embraces the apparently individual spheres of angel of the presence, causal body, egoic lotus, triple triad, and even higher yet, when the time comes, the monadic sphere on the monadic plane and all the way to the liberated monad. Many of us, in terms of our destiny, will be working to connect these apparently different Triadal's fears. We ponder on the nature and reality of the group soul. The true soul is a group soul. And as DK tells us in rule number 5, that we are then no longer to use the thought, my soul and thine. And as a group soul, increasingly responsive to the nature of soul, we remain open to the spiritual illumination, love, and strength streaming from the hierarchy, the planetary heart center, as we ponder on the nature of divine love, identifying with divine love. And feeling it deeply. Now, so many of us will be moving into the first initiation as humanity as a whole takes that initiation. And this will be a true discipleship. And then we will be becoming accepting disciples and eventually accepted disciples. We also ponder on the nature of divine will and as soul infused or infusing personalities, we hold ourselves open to a direction and vitalization by divine will. Now, the three great lords in the higher reaches of hierarchy take that divine purpose and translate it into the divine plan. And that's what we attempt to follow attempt to externalize. All of this that we're trying to do is taking place from the will to illumine. It's a very Leonian type of will, and it's related to Taurian will, where the highest light may be found. So we know that this will to illumine streams forth into the hearts and minds of humanity via hierarchy from, and this is our great objective, the one fundamental school of occultism within Shambhala. We are ultimately servants of the one fundamental school. The one fundamental school has four great departments, or will have. There is the Southern Indian branch, from which many of us have graduated. There is the Tibetan branch, we might say, and that is the branch with the Western students are obliged to follow. There is a kind of Far Eastern branch, which promotes Taoism and all of the mysteries of apparent contradiction, and that is, we might say that Lao Tzu was connected with that. And then to come, there will be a European, apparently a European branch, and within it we will find the Master Rakuzi. We will find an English master, and Master Hilarion. It has not yet taken shape and is more for the sixth root race. So four great divisions of one stupendous university in which spiritual occultism is pursued, and ours, small efforts, are part of all of that, and especially um, we are focusing on the Trans-Himalayan branch, which serves the first sub-race, the fourth, and the fifth sub-races connected with the Western students. There is some connection, of course. It all came from India, in a way, and the second and third sub-races, the Egyptian and more the Arabic, they will be connected with the Southern Indian school. And the Dalai Lama brings through quite a bit of that in his study and spreading of deity yoga. So somehow, behind everything we do, is this one fundamental school of occultism in Shambhala. And it serves the banded esoteric organisms on the third ray. And of course it is related to the New World Religion approach, and related also to Masonry. So from that great source of light, with its four different departments and many preparatory and advanced schools, and eventually every developed nation will have its occult schools. Not yet, but we start out with 7 and 7, and probably find ourselves related to one or other of these 14. A very important number when you think about the relation of the Great Bear and the Little Bear. 7 major stars in each one. So we are trying to see to it that we do our part to help humanity become illumined, enlightened servants of hierarchy and of still higher spheres. So we ponder a little bit on the will of Shambhala, in which is found this one fundamental school of occultism, of which Sanat Kumara is potentially in charge, not of all of it, but of much of it. Because we are headed towards the light, a great station of light is to be created within humanity and within our planet as a whole. It is the will of Shambhala that humanity become illumined and enlightened and basically a center of divine light upon this planet. So let's ponder for a moment on the value and importance of esoteric education and the occult, spiritually occult colleges in this process, the spiritual illumination of humanity. We are attempting to participate even a little bit in the inaugurating of these new esoteric schools, and to a great extent of the preparatory schools. Now, the one fundamental school in Shambhala is under the inspiration of Master Moria, the head of all esoteric schools and organizations. Hence, we look at this large, well, not large yet, but bridging effort. And we call it the Moria Federation, because it may help lead to the true and the new esoteric schools of the future. Now, there are different schools, and they are fundamentally ray schools, whether they are preparatory or advanced. The triangle of Europe, Australasia, or Australia and New Zealand, and North America are very important in this inauguration. So we're trying to visualize the various occult colleges arising in these world regions. We've worked with the Joal Kool College of Trans-Himalayan Wisdom in Denmark, and the French College, both of them arising in Europe. We've worked with the Christ College of Occult Sciences. It's more from New Zealand. We've worked with the Australian College of Trans-Himalayan Wisdom. It's going to be an advanced school, and that's not necessarily its name. So in New Zealand and in Australia, we have tried to begin establishing some of these trends towards the new schools, and the Moria College, which began at least in Rancho Santa Fe, California, North America. Now, since the advancement along the computer, it has spread widely. How shall we consider these schools? Where are they located? Remember, eventually, every advanced nation will have its occult college or colleges, though not yet. The main advanced school for the first ray is in Egypt. It's you can see the depth of Egyptian occultism, and it's not yet ready to be established, but it will be very much along the first ray and have a strong fourth ray with it, as sponsored by what we can call the Brotherhood of Luxor, Luxor, and you feel the term lux or light in that title. The as members of that school, on the high end, we have Serapis Bey, or he's called Tutuit Bey. We have an Englishman by the name of Robert Ward, who knows where he has been before. And we have a master, Polydorus. Polydorus, or a Polydorus, Isserenius. And already that group has given to Jeffrey Hodson so much of the hidden wisdom of the Holy Bible, especially, I think, the Old Testament. Will there be a place for a first ray preparatory school. Probably in the Far East. And when DK says there will appear a school in Western China, he foresaw, I believe, that Tibet would be subsumed by China, attacked and basically put under the hegemony of China. But it's too early for the first ray advanced school, and well, I guess it depends on what we want to consider to be advanced. Egypt will be very advanced, but so is that which is found in Tibet or Western China, where the masters, so many of them, take up their residence. And the name Shigatse, as a place where their domiciles can be found, has made itself well known to our attention. When it comes to the advanced school on the second ray, it is unquestionably the Bodhisattva's school in Ireland. And people with a very strong second ray will gravitate there too. But I think we cannot give up the idea that in California, the advanced school in California will have a lot of the second ray compared to the more sixth ray. Well, a combination of second and sixth ray, and let's just say those are very much the rays of the United States. The advanced school along the Maha Chohanic line of philosophy and economics, and basically those who started the Italian Renaissance, that will be found in Italy. Would it be Florence, where so much of the great culture of the ancient world found a new home? Well, perhaps it will. You see, the ray nature of these schools is not entirely settled, but there are indications. There is a connection with the school in southern France. Now, France, we know, has a third-ray personality, but at the same time, a fifth-ray soul. But the connection between the advanced Italian school and the preparatory French school is a definite one. And then the fourth ray. Now, in the Far East, Japan has a fourth-rate soul and is considered to be a preparatory school compared to a more advanced school, I think, in China. I can't really well, you see, the let me go back to the third ray. There will be a school in either Greece or Syria. It's not decided which. Master Jesus, at the moment, with his very strong Johannic sixth ray, has his dwelling place in Syria. But Greece has been the home of Western philosophy. And so there is a connection also between the third ray Mahachohan school in Italy and the, I think, third ray school of a preparatory nature in Greece. When you think of the great reasoning that went on there as philosophy burgeoned and took its rightful place among the disciplines of thought. Well, Japan, as I say, has a fourth-rate soul. Nevertheless, it's deemed to be a a preparatory school compared with something still more advanced, sponsored by China. When it comes to the fifth ray, that maybe is a little more difficult, but southern France gives us a preparatory school. Now, where we shall look for that other fifth ray school, an advanced one, we'll have to see. It's not so easy to find. When it comes to the sixth ray, well, Central United States is the place to look for the preparatory school. We call it right now the Bible Belt. And there is a type of thinking that is nourished by the older scriptures of Christianity. And in California, which has also a strong second-ray coloring, I think will be found the advanced sixth-ray school. But it's really a combination. When it comes to the seventh ray, that's pretty clear. The school in Sweden, which is already starting its preparatory trajectory. That school is the preparatory school on the seventh ray, as far as I can see. I'm not, you know, vouching for everything that I say. There's still some analysis that has to go into this. But Russia definitely is the home to the advanced seventh ray school. And the work here in Finland, an advanced country, is a bridge between these two schools. Now, I think except for the fifth ray, we have all of them covered. And if you are among those who is gaining, or who are gaining education through the banded esoteric organisms, you will be gravitating towards one or other of these schools. First, in a preparatory sense, and then depending on your background, on your karma, on your experience, we'll spend a longer time or lesser time before you will be submitted or allowed to enter an advanced advanced school. I'm still looking for that advanced school on the fifth ray. We do have a preparatory school on the fifth ray. And I have some documents somewhere here that indicate what it might be, but that's not for this exact moment. So what is our job at this time? If this is the line along which we are progressing, and they're all interrelated, education, religion, masonry, they're all interrelated. But if the banded esoteric organisms is your line, your trajectory, then you will be helping with the inauguration of these schools. I think, you know, just to put in a little personal note, I think I am, as an individual, connected with this particular line rather than with the New World religion, which I respect deeply, or with Masonry, which I respect deeply and have been a member of in various ways. So I attempt to help the growth and development, especially of the preparatory schools. Because those, even though the entrance examination will be, in Master DK's words, drastic, and even though your karma will have to be looked up, and your fittingness for this type of venture have to be judged, it is something that can be done. A good university with a strongly spiritual, occult foundation. That's what we can expect of the esoteric schools. Now there is some preparatory work. I think I left that out. I should not have done so. It's going on in Wales or Scotland. And it is what feeds, you know, he gives options. Wales or Scotland. Greece or Syria. One has to see how things develop. But the Wales or Scotland preparatory efforts will feed in to the advanced bodhisattvic school in Ireland, where many of us who have that combination of the second and third ray may find ourselves in the future, if this is our line. The six masters who are really involved in this particular school effort, Master Moria, Master Kutumi, Master Jwalkul, and then when we think about the future, and the sixth root race, a lot of developments in South America will be taking place. And with Christ of the Andes, you know, with him hovering in that magnificent statue over Rio de Janeiro, you know that that has to be a very important center during the sixth root race. But in the Occident, we will have that English master, I think pretty much along the third ray line, Master Rakutsi, along the third ray, seventh ray line, because he is the Mahachohan. And Master Hilarion. And Master Hilarion is a fifth ray monad and a first ray super monad. So where does he focus? Is it Cyprus or something of that nature? Because where he focuses, you're liable to get a strong, advanced fifth ray presence. So, friends, you can see there is a plan. It is a little bit intricate and not entirely nailed down. In the sixth root race, which is coming up, the South American presence will be so very important. And interestingly, Brazil has the fourth ray soul. And the second ray personality. So the different masters will take their place and fulfill their function, whatever department they find themselves in. And we think of it this way. One great fundamental school of occultism in Shambhala. Four great university areas. The Trans-Himalayan, the Southern Indian, the Far Eastern, and the European. And seven advanced schools, some of which are actually in process of, strangely, of developing at this early time. And seven preparatory schools. Which we can, at least, because they are like normal universities, we can at least do something to pave the way. And now you're in, many of you, in the Maurya Federation. He is the head, Master Maurya, of all esoteric schools and organizations. And you are feeding the development of these 14 schools. As I say, 14, a very important number when you look at the little bear, the son, and the great bear, the father, the most important stars therein. It's a slow process. He talked much about the future schools when writing in Letters on Occult Meditation, but then later he said in the Rays and the Initiations, you can see how far ahead these school developments at first offered in Letters on Occult Meditation. You can see how far ahead they really lie. Plus, the development of occult schools in all the advancing countries. For instance, like Vietnam, where so much activity is going on. It's not one of the 14, but it will be an important occult area. Finland will be too. And other countries of a more advanced or advancing nature. I mean, you cannot take a country where education is not much developed. The causal body of every such auxiliary nation has to be developed to a certain point before a true esoteric school can be expected. And we develop the causal body of our nation by bringing out its soul qualities, feeding those soul qualities in all of our esoteric work. So I hope you gather what 2,000 years or so of educational work can begin to look like if we enter the Aquarian Age in the proper manner, and all under the ray, basically, of love wisdom, the indigo ray, the soul of our planet and the soul of our solar system through our solar logos. It's a great adventure upon which we are embarked. And if you wish to join the Moria Federation, whatever stage you find yourself at can be met. If you're not familiar with meditation very much yet, we have programs. If you are needing education in DK's books, we have programs. But we are not yet a full preparatory school, though we use DK's curriculum as much as we can. And we are certainly not an advanced school, but we can help the feeding of the foundation of certain advanced schools, such as may be found in California and in Australia. Maybe those two particularly we can help to feed, and we can certainly feed the New Zealand preparatory school, which will, I think, quite beyond the second ray, with a very strong 7. You have to look at major rays and minor rays when you assess the contribution which can be made by any particular school. Now, there's an interesting, if you look at seventh ray school types, you will see Russia, you will see Sweden, and you will see New Zealand. And we can draw lines of comparison if we know a little bit about the race. So, friends, we will close our reflection, anticipating that Tuya will be here soon and help us with the actual solstice meditation. We will close with the great invocation, and with the hope that you will find inspiration and enthusiasm and aspiration towards this great project, that in the Moria Federation we are attempting to nurture. You're quite welcome to join us. It's not easy, it's not easy, it's not easy, but it can be very satisfying. So, the great invocation. And thinking as we do it of the approach of light, especially, and love and power through the banded esoteric organisms which represent are represented in the new esoteric schools movement. If you want to join Moria Federation, let me know, or you can let Anne know, or Tuya, one or other of us, and or BL, who handles so much of this, and Joe will understand your application and so forth. We can get you in at the level that is appropriate for you. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to Earth from the center where the will of God is known. Let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on Earth. Oh. And here are some things in chat which you may want to take down because they guide you toward further inspiration and information. Now I expect to you to be appearing soon, and it's a different Zoom meeting, and she's just coming in now.
Michael.
Yeah.
It's a broadcast on YouTube.
It's a broadcast.
Unless she changed it.
Oh, she tells me yes, it is.
Okay, so, I just put the link. Put the link for it in chat. The Capricorn Solstice.
Okay, well then I better run over there quickly and see what I can do. Thank you, everybody. It's been great to work with you. And join us in the Moria Federation if you find that it is the right road for you. I only have very short time.